With your permission, Mazal Tov for the Levy family and the community, for the Brit Milah. Actually, the first time nationwide we did Brit Milah was Wednesday night. The year that we came out of Egypt, we left Egypt Thursday morning. And actually, the Gemara said that Am Yisrael really did the Brit at night. We were supposed to do it during the day, we didn't do it. So Wednesday night, before we came out of Mitzrayim, Hashem told us we may not eat from the sacrifice of Pesach unless we have Brit Milah. So big zechut for the family, for the community. Tonight, tomorrow, Et Yitzchak, tomorrow Brit Milah. Just, you know, before the Gula b'mirah b'aminu, amen.
Amen.
Shabbat, it says Shulchan Aruch, the Shabbat before Pesach, it's called Shabbat HaGadol. Shulchan Aruch is a book that tells us halachot, not occasions, not dates. That's the only time it says Shulchan Aruch, a statement. An angel told Maran Abed Yosef in Old Shulchan Aruch what to write in Shulchan Aruch. Speaking from his throat, he decided to write one of the halachot in Shulchan Aruch. This Shabbat is called Shabbat HaGadol. So what do you have to do? Shulchan Aruch should have said, therefore in Shabbat HaGadol you have to do something. That's the purpose of Shulchan Aruch, to tell us laws, what to do. No halacha. You should know it's called Shabbat HaGadol, and then the next month starts something else. Why it's called Shabbat HaGadol? The two Rishonim say the reason is because the year we came out of Egypt, Hashem told us to take a sheep, a goat, on Shabbat, to tie it to our bed, and to watch over it for 4 days. Wednesday afternoon, we should slaughter it. So the two Shulchan Aruch, the Jews had to go and to purchase sheep from the market. They went to the market and told the seller, we're here to buy you Avodah Zarah. But the Egyptians used to worship sheep. And the guy asked them, so what do you need the sheep for? He said, Lord, I'm going to take you, God, and slaughter him. Hashem told us to do it. We weren't afraid of the Egyptians. We purchased it. And we bought it. We tied it to our bed on Shabbat. It's called Shabbat HaGadol. That's the two. Other explanation, Chachamim say, next to the last sentence of the Tanakh, Navi Malachi, the Haftarah, we're going to read this Shabbat, a special Haftarah. And Zinei Anochi Sholech Lachem Et Eliyahu Navi. And Abi said, Hashem said, He's going to send us Eliyahu Hanavi. Lifnei bo yom Hashem HaGadol v'Hanora. Before the big day is coming. Of course, the explanation means the big day means Mashiach. When Nisan Nigalu b'Nisan Tidin b'Yigael, the Gemara says redemption should occur on Nisan. It's called Yom HaGadol. It's called Shabbat HaGadol. It means prepare yourself for the big day. Actually, it says Namitav Menuziel and the Zohar as well. Mashiach may come any day. But redemption can occur only the night of Pesach. The same happened to us once. As Moshe took us out on the first day of Pesach. I said, Mashiach can arrive any day. But actually, coming out of exile and go to Eretz Israel can happen only on the day of Pesach. Therefore, it's called maybe Agadol. Maybe that's what it means. The way the Torah tells us, the way it says in the Haggadah, Pesach ze shayu ochlima. Pesach shayu ochlima avotenu shuma. So Rabban Gamliel, you have to say this on the Seder. If you didn't say this, lo yatzei ido chovato, you did not fulfill that, not the mitzvah of the Haggadah. And according to some Rishonim, and some of Bet Hamidrash, she didn't fulfill even the mitzvah of eating the sacrifice of Pesach. So you got to say this. Pesach לסקרפייס אוף פסח שהיו אוכלים אבותינו בזמן שבית המקדש היה קיים על שום מה. Why did they have קורבן פסח? על שום, בקוד שפסח השם על בתי בני ישראל במצרים. הקדוש ברוך הוא skipped the houses of the Jews in Egypt. בנוגפו את מצרים, when he killed the elderly in Egypt, ואת בתינו הציל, he saved our houses. Therefore, we have the sacrifice of Pesach. This is what the holiday is called. Holiday is called Pesach. So the way it says in the Torah, that's how the story goes. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, בחצות הלילה אני עובר בתוך מצרים. On midnight, I myself coming to Egypt. Say in Agadah, אני ולא מלאך, myself not an angel. אני ולא שרף, myself not a bigger angel. אני ולא השליח. Me and not a messenger. Hashem, the Gemara explained to us. Hashem said, you know, I know who is the oldest one in the family, who is elderly. I'm going to take care of them by myself. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, what you got to do? You go take a sheep and slaughter the sheep. Slaughter the sheep and smear the blood on the post of the doors from inside. And go inside the house. Close the door. Stay inside. And the reason for that, the Torah emphasizes. Even though Hashem himself, he is coming into Egypt, and he's going to do the job, Hashem said, you know, if you put the blood, then when it's called Malach HaMavet, the Satan will not come and kill you. Otherwise, he would kill you. The same thing. Hashem said, don't leave the houses. Don't go outside. If you leave the house, he'll kill you outside. You got to stay inside the house until the morning. In the morning, you're going to go outside. So it means like this. Hashem said, listen, I'm going to come to Egypt. I'll see the blood that you have. See blood on the post. I will skip over the houses. And if you don't have the blood, what does it mean? Hashem is going to kill us. Hashem is going to kill me for what? Because I have no blood on the post? But it's not with anything. But Hashem knows, if it says on the door, Goldstein. Hashem knows it's a Jew. Hashem knows. Hashem knows without GPS. So you don't need to put blood on the door. Hashem said, the blood is for me. If the blood from inside, not from outside. I'll see the blood, I'll skip over. And if you won't see blood, you won't skip over. So I have to just listen. The whole Pesach is me. The word Pesach means skipping. What does it mean? Hashem skipped in my house. Hashem skipped in my house because he saw the blood. And if I wouldn't have the blood, he wouldn't skip in my house. Why he wouldn't skip in my house? Why is he going to skip in my house? Besides, I want to understand. So Hashem said, you know, this is the night you can't go outside. Because you go outside, somebody's going to kill you. What's going to kill me? Malach HaMavet is going to kill me? Why is he going to kill me? Why is he going to kill me? Am I innocent? I'm not innocent. If I'm innocent, he cannot kill me. If I'm not innocent, why does he kill me inside the house? He says, no, that's the holiday. This is the holiday. What's amazing is that sentence talks about Ben Rasha. Agadah says, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. Agadah says, you should know, in the subject of sacrifice of Pesach, Hashem spoke to Moshe and told us, you should know there are four kinds of children. Echad Chacham, one is very smart. Echad Rasha, wicked. The other two are not so important, but the first two. Chacham, Ahu Omer, Agadah says, Chacham, if he is child Chacham. He says, Ma, etos v'chukim mishpatim, sheziva Hashem etchem. He says, what are the laws? So we have to be a genius for this, we have to be Chacham. Chacham means, you know, Bill Gates, not Chacham. Chacham. When the child comes, you know, he sees the holiday is coming, he asks the father, what is supposed to do this holiday? Let's call Chacham. Average IQ. Agadah said Chacham. Echad Rasha. We can run, you think, who knows what he does? Who knows, you see, to give a title to a person, Rasha. Hi, Rasha. Wicked. What does he do? He goes to his father and says, Ma avodah zot lachem. He says, what is his job? He earned the title Rasha for this. Sinless person. Didn't do no sins. Doesn't say he did any sins. Didn't do anything. He only asked, how can we do this? Lachem velo lo. Yes, when he said, what is this job you do and not me do with you? So big deal. So then you earn the title Rasha. Rasha, we know, did something, does something wrong. But it's because he asks a question, how come you do this? He says, what do you mean, how come? Why don't you say we? We is in French. But we. I don't say those words. Rasha. Says the Torah, you know, this is the answer. If somebody is going to ask you, what is Pesach was all about? Tell him. Pesach, we slaughtered the sheep, we smeared it on the door, and Hashem skipped my house because Hashem saw the blood. So therefore we have Pesach all our life. And this is what the Zohar says, what the Tav Nuziel said, the redemption can be on the late night because Hashem skipped on the houses. This sacrifice of Pesach is a little bit different than all the other sacrifices. First of all, as it says in the Torah, the way the Gemara explains, the person has to be nominated on the sheep before they slaughter the sheep. You can't come to the Tamidash after the sheep was slaughtered and says, can I have a small piece, 27 grams of meat? This is called Korban Pesach. You have to be so-called a partner in the sheep before they slaughter him. Yeah. And what happened deliberately, you don't want to participate in Korban Pesach. You don't want it. The Torah says, cut it. Hashem cuts the neshama of the person. See, only two mitzvot I see in the Torah that Hashem says to do. And if a person doesn't do it, Hashem cuts his neshama. It means his neshama will vaporize. Becomes one is Brit Mila, somebody doesn't want to do Brit Mila, and somebody doesn't do Korban Pesach. I don't want to do Korban Pesach. Listen, first of all, I'm a vegetarian. Secondly, I've worked for all the animals all my life. I'm not going to eat a piece of meat. And I just, it's not my method. I don't do this. Karet, finished. Karet. Why karet? Why karet? Why? Because I didn't do something. Any mitzvah that we have to do, we don't do, there's no major punishment. Two of them, Brit Milah, he doesn't want Brit Milah. He doesn't Brit Milah. Okay, so. I understand, this is a stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not a stamp, it's tefillin. Somebody doesn't want tefillin, doesn't get karet. Somebody doesn't want to do Kiddush on Shabbat, doesn't get karet. Stand, Brit Milah is a sign, Hashem. Made a treaty with us 13 times, the Gemara said, Duchei Shabbat, postpone Shabbat, still, Karet. It's called Rasha. Are you Rasha? No, Brit Milah, yes. Yes, Brit Milah. He just doesn't believe in this sacrifice. So what? He doesn't believe, so. So he doesn't believe, listen, that's the halachot. He has the right not to believe, I mean. I said, what is this? I said, I come to Beit HaMikdash, they tell me, where's your sheep? He said, I haven't got a sheep. You know, when after the slaughter of the sheep, I'll get a piece of meat. He said, no. Before the slaughter, you must be a partner. Okay? Fine. Then comes the Gemara, comes the Chaim, the Rambam, you should know, Bezrat Hashem, B'tamikdash will come. Amen. You should know, a Pesach nishchat b'shalosh kitot. It means like this. You come with the sheep, you're talking about millions of people coming to Beit HaMikdash. In time of Beit HaMikdash, they counted the kidneys of the sheep. They wanted to know how many people arrived in Beit HaMikdash. It was 1.2 million kidneys. Can you imagine? According to the Gemara, first Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash, hundreds of millions of Jews were slaughtered. They came to Beit HaMikdash. Korban Pesach, sacrifice of Pesach. The Gemara said it's a miracle everybody was able to fit in. So the Gemara said, but you should know one thing. You can't come with your sheep to Beit HaMikdash and ask the Kohanim or Levim, slaughter it for me. It has to be in groups. Groups. Since the Gemara, Halacha is three groups only. Cannot have more than three, can have less than three. It means like this. They get the people together, and they said, come inside, and they close the doors of the Beit HaMikdash of the Azara, they slaughter, and then To finish, each group take out the sheep, the broth, to go to the houses in Yerushalayim, to eat it at night, to feed at night. And then the second group comes inside. Same thing, close the doors of the house. Then the third group comes, everybody had it, finished. You can have two groups, you can have less than three, you can have more than three. Very strange thing. Every sacrifice I come to the Beit HaMikdash, I bring my own sacrifice, and there's a line. I go online, the coin takes my sheep, slaughter it. There's no such thing. You have to be a group. What is a group? It's a brand zoo. What do you mean I have to come in a group? What is a group? It's my sheep. I just brought the sheep here. We are 15 people, 20 people, 30 people, 100 people. We were nominated on the sheep. We want to, Mr., can you sell? He says, please, we can get all of you together. Divide all the whole nation into three groups. And please, first group in, second group in. Just one. Very strange. Then, Salachan, Rambam, Shulchan, the Gemara said it. They said Halel when they slaughtered the sheep. Very strange thing. You take the sheep and you slaughter it and you prepare it, not when you eat it. Our custom is to say the Halel in the Haggadah. In time of Beit HaMikdash, when they prepare the sheep, when they ate it, they didn't say Halel. Maybe they did when the Haggadah arrived. Haggadah was not in time first Beit HaMikdash. But the Pesach Taun Halel Basiyato, when they prepared it. The Gemara said not only the first Pesach, if Chas Shalom somebody was not able to do it the first Pesach because it was an emergency, then he has a second date. A month later, also the same thing. When you slaughter it, you prepare it. Halel. Gemara et Halel. Say Halel. Why say Halel? Because it's not a slaughter sheep, I say Halel. Why have you said always slaughter the sheep? It's not a holiday now. The Torah calls the day before Pesach holiday. He says, why? Pesach, what's Pesach? He says, you slaughter the sheep. What's the holidays? I'm not going to eat it. No, but you say Halel. When you slaughter it, you say Halel. Why have you said Halel for this? Why have you said Halel? Halel. That's halacha forever. Those halachot are forever, not just, it wasn't in Egypt like this. Then the next halacha, the Torah says, Kol Arei Lo Yochal Bo. It's a very special halacha also. I said, somebody has no brit milah, cannot have it. I cannot have it. I need brit milah, so. I'm Jewish. I'm brit milah, you know. That's barbarism. Like a little boy, 8 years old, 8 days old, go put him in the mohel, jump on him with a knife. What is this? It's cannibalism. He says, I don't do brit milah, I can't do my children. Can't have a korban pesach. Can't have a korban pesach, why can't have? Okay, so we can explain it. Come to Torah, say, let me tell you something else. Cholev edit ish miknat kesef. Somebody owned a slave before Lincoln came. Somebody had a slave. He had a slave. Comes to Beit HaMikdash, he had a slave. Purchased a slave. Bought him from Kenya or from Hawaii. He's a slave. I said, listen, you cannot have be part. You cannot be part on the sacrifice of Pesach if you haven't got brit milah, or even if your slave doesn't have brit milah. What my slave has to do with anything? What has to do with anything? Who cares about my slave? Let him be president. Who cares about it? What do I care about him? I cannot participate in korban Pesach because my slave doesn't brit milah. He resisted. I bought him. He said, if you do the brit milah, I'll kill you. So what does it mean? What does it mean? It's special halacha. Special halacha. Milat avada ma'akavto me'le'ochol korban Pesach. He says, you can't do. Baruch Hashem, I'm a rabbi. I fulfill all the mitzvot, my family, heritage, everything. He says, listen, I bought a slave, so he's my slave. He says, sir, you're stuck. You may not release him. L'olam b'em ta'avodu. You can't say he's not my slave. You can't do. It's a sin. It's a sin to do. He used to be your slave. And he's the brit milah. He doesn't let me do the brit milah. He can't have a common Pesach. What kind of business is this? Where do you get this? The Meitam in Uziel tells us like this. Before we got the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, just go to Ma'al Bet Yaakov and get to Bet Yisrael. please tell them those words. אלה הדברים אשר תדבר בני ישראל, לא פחות ולא יותר, שזאת הגמרא, השם כמו משה. Go tell them this, what I'm going to tell you. אתם ראיתם אשר עשיתם למצרים. You saw what I did to the Egyptians. ועשה אתכם על כנפי נשרים ואביא אתכם אליי. I'm telling you, Israel, you should know a secret about our life. After in Egypt, finally, we slaughtered the sheep. This was Wednesday afternoon. Hashem told us, you may not eat the meat of the sheep until the night. This is the halacha. Even in our time. In our time, Erev Pesach is Monday. Mashiach might come b'mehrah b'mimah. Amen. We're going to slaughter the sheep Monday afternoon, but you can't eat it till Tuesday night. At night. Tavim Tavim Uziel, that year was Wednesday afternoon we slaughtered it. Wednesday night, Hashem flew all of us to Yerushalayim. We had in our hand the Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. We ate it in Yerushalayim. And then Hashem flew us back. אתם ראיתם אשר עשיתי למצרים. ועשה אתכם על כנפי נשרים. I took you on the eagle's wings. To where? To Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim we ate the piece of meat from the sacrifice of Pesach together with Matzah and Maror. And after we finished it, we swallowed it, Hashem took us, all of us, back to Egypt in the same place we were there before. The question is, if Hashem took us over there, the destination is Eretz Israel. So why did Hashem take us back to Egypt? What did we do? What was the trip for? We arrived there, and Hashem made a miracle that we all stayed in Yerushalayim, next where the Talmud is going to be, and then Hashem flew us back. What? What's behind it? Says the Gemara in Masechet Arachin like this. You know, Moshe's assistant, his name was Hoshea. Hoshea Binun. And Moshe sent the spies to Eretz Israel. Moshe added a U to him. Hashem Yishuyacha Matzat Meraglim. Moshe knew Ruach HaKodesh. They'll come back, they might say the wrong thing. He called up Yehoshua. And he gave him a new name. Added a U to him. He's from Sarah. It's a whole philosophy and all secrets a bit about it. His name was Hoshea. Now his name is Yehoshua. In the Tanakh, in one place, his name is not Yehoshua. His name is Yoshua. Yoshua. No, missing the hay. Missing the hay. Hashem took the hay away from him. You know, Tanakh was written Ruach HaKodesh. He's not a printer. He's not New York Post. Decides what letter to put in. It's every letter has a secret in it. And one place in the Tanakh, says the Gemara, you look in the Tanakh, one place it says Yeshua. Doesn't say Yehoshua. Missing the hay. Hashem took away the hay. Says the Gemara, why Hashem took away the hay from him? Says the Gemara, you know, when Yeshua came to Eretz Israel with Am Yisrael, the first thing which he should have done, he should pray to Hashem to slaughter the Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMavet. Slaughter. He didn't. It's a secret why he didn't. Hashem was very upset at him. Hashem said, your name used to be Yehoshua. No more Yehoshua. Your name is Yoshua. Sounds like this guy, December 25th. That's his name. He says, what happened? You should have come to Israel, you should have prayed. Hashem, we don't want this, what we call in America, the devil. Abajo. Diablo, it's called in Spanish. Diablo. He didn't. Says the Gemara, how about Moshe? Moshe didn't pray. Says the Gemara, Moshe couldn't pray. Says the Gemara, Moshe couldn't pray because Moshe was not in Eretz Israel. Couldn't pray. But Yeshua came to Eretz Israel, the first thing, person comes to Israel, he's going to Israel, says, where are you going in Israel? I said, well, here, there, you know, Eilat, Haifa, Netanya, El Harod, maybe Kotel. I said, you have to understand, the first thing, you arrive. The Gemara said, Yeshua, you arrived in Eretz Israel, what's the first thing, what you task, the destination was, Shira Maalot, Hashem, we don't want Yetzer Hara. He didn't do it, Hashem is upset at you. Let's take a moment. This is the destination. Kam Chachamim tell us, you should know. It's in the Gemara Yoma. The second Beit HaMikdash was built. The Jews came back from Iran, Paras, Madai, to Eretz Israel, standing in front of Beit HaMikdash. And Ezra gave a lecture. And then all of Israel started to scream, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen. We had a beautiful Beit HaMikdash. The first one, Shlomo built. It was so nice. The Shekhinah was there. You know why this was destroyed? Because we sinned. So you know, why did we sin? Not because we rebel against you. Because it's Satan. We don't want it. Started to scream, we don't want it, we don't want it, we don't want. Says the Gemara, they saw some kind of entity like a lion came out of Beit HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, the first prayer was to destroy Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, since then we don't have this Yetzirah. You read the Tanakh, says the Gemara, what is this? People used to take a statue, bow down to the statue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us in the Torah so many times, don't bow down to the statue. Say, we have no desire to bow down to the statue. He says, Menashe, in a dream to Ravashi, he says, we have a big shot. Of course, you know it's Sarah, because we canceled it already. This was Am Yisrael, they came to Eretz Yisrael, the second Beit HaMikdash, they prayed to destroy it, Sarah. Yeshua did not pray, they did. Continues the Gemara and says, after they saw the thing came out of Beit HaMikdash and they all felt so-called recovery, no more this Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, they prayed, they don't want Yetzirah for Gilui Arayot. And says, this also destroyed Beit HaMikdash, the Gilui Arayot. Abomination. They also saw something came out. And then the Gemara says, they had to come back for a reason, and we stuck with it. Abomination till today. But actually, says the Gemara, that's what Am Yisrael did. That's what the Gemara says in Yoma. And that's the Gemara says, Maseret Arachin, that's what Kibahu was upset. What Yoma expects from us. Expects from us. He says, what's the job? So he comes to Kibahu and says, listen, I want to explain to you something. You're in Egypt now. You're going to come out of Egypt. I tell you what the job is. The job is to destroy Yetzirah. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, I want to explain to you something. Before Adam Hashem ate from the tree, he had no Yetzirah. He had no Yetzirah. Yetzirah came when he ate from Etz Hadaat. Until then, he had no Yetzirah. I said, you have for redemption to come back to the roots. The roots is not North Carolina. The roots mean Adam HaRishon before it from the tree. So I'll tell you how to do it, and this is the job. Let me tell you something, says the Gemara. Adam HaRishon before it from the tree, he was on Atkin diet. Says the Gemara, Atkin diet? He's not allowed to have meat? Only Noach was the first one that was allowed to have meat. Says the Gemara, it's true. The Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, you know what? Malachim, angels, solim lo basar, roast for him meat in Shamayim, and they bring him wine from Shamayim. So that's the concept the Gemara says. If somebody's going to ask you, what did our grandfather, great-grandfather, what did he eat before he ate from the tree? Didn't eat nothing, fruits, Etkin, meat and wine. That's no cholesterol. Because you have a lot of wine. In Italy, in France, the heart attack is very, very low compared to America. Because in Italy, they have one steak and 4 bottles of wine. This is because wine reduces everything. The power in the wine. Power in the wine. That's the Gemara says, Adam HaRishon ate. Now you take Korban Pesach and you see how the whole thing fits. Comes Hashem to Am Yisrael and says, listen, I want to tell you something. You know, the Avodah Zarah of Egypt was a sheep. Just to bow down to a sheep. Hashem didn't tell us, go destroy the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. Hashem told us another thing. Hashem told us, listen, you got to destroy this Yetzirah. You have to tell me you don't want him. You know why? Because the Gemara said. The Gemara said the Mashiach will come. Hashem will slaughter Yetzirah. That's the Gemara in Sukkah said. Mashiach will come. And says, what's going to be the first thing? Says the Gemara Masechet Yoma. Says the Gemara Masechet Sukkah. It says, Tzadikim will see the Yetzirah Kehar. I said, why? This was Yetzirah? Wow. So where is he now? Says the Gemara, Hashem will slaughter him. Miba Me'edom. Hamut Begadim Mibotzra. As the Kadosh Baruch Hu said in the Gemara, in the Navi, Hashem is going to slaughter him. It's going to be no more Yetzirah. Says the Ramchal, our jobs will be so easy, but will not have so much pleasure because we're not going to have a fight of Yetzirah. Hashem is going to slaughter him. Before we come out of Egypt, where are you going? Going to Israel. It says redemption. Lecherut Olam, we say in Tfilat Arvit, Cherut Olam Mimalach HaMavet. What do you mean, Lach HaMavet? Yet no Yetzirah. You have to come with a statement, I don't want Yetzirah to survive. Here, Hashem is upset to Yoshua, he did not do it. Am Israel came out of Iran, Paras, came to Beit HaMikdash, we don't want him, we can't jeopardize our life. We don't want to do anything against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, who does it? It's inside. Maftachot Alev, says the Gemara, it's inside you. He tells me, do this, I don't want to do it. Comes Hashem to listen, when you come out of Egypt, it's Cherut Olam. It's no more Yetzirah, no more death. I tell you what you got to do. Take this sheep. When you slaughter him, when you slaughter the sheep, I slaughter Yetzirah. That's what Hashem said to us. Slaughter Yetzirah. Slaughter him. Now I'll tell you what to do. Listen. You take the blood of this and you put it in the door. You put it in the door, it means that you really, that's what you had in mind. That I'm going to walk in Egypt and I'm going to see the blood. I said, okay, you see the blood, come. You want Yetzirah? I don't give you a visa. No visa. You stay in Egypt. You don't come out. The purpose of coming out of Egypt is to go to Eretz Israel. Going to Eretz Israel is from one thing, to destroy Yetzirah. I said, let me tell you something. You're going to put the blood on the door, and the blood will be a sign that you don't want Yetzirah, and don't come outside. Because if you come outside, he's outside, the Yetzirah is outside. Don't come, stay inside the house. Stay inside the house. And then I'll skip over the houses. Let's look at the Agadah says, the Torah says, Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem. It says, this sacrifice, what is this? It says, Hashem skipped on the houses. What does Hashem skipped on the houses? What does it mean Hashem skipped on the houses? Hashem doesn't have to skip. No, Hashem wants to see what you want to do. And for this Hashem told us, I want to tell you something. You take the sheep, you got to roast it. You cannot have from the sheep, you can't cook it. Excuse me. I love with potatoes, rice, nothing wrong with this. A little ketchup? No, nothing. You have to take a branch of a pomegranate tree, stick it inside, put fire underneath, barbecue. I don't like barbecue. Hashem said only barbecue, only roast. Why only roast? Because the Adam HaRishon had only roast upstairs. He had only roast. Malachim tzolim lo basar, the Gemara said. In Shamayim, you don't have pressure cooker. And there's no potatoes. But there's meat upstairs. And there's wine upstairs. Arba kozot, 4 cups of wine. That's the Adam HaRishon had wine before he ate from the tree. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach is the same night that the Adam HaRishon was created. Before he ate from the tree. This is the night of creation. It's the night of creation of mankind. Of course, he was created in the daytime. But that means this starts at the nighttime. Here comes.
What's
Rosh Chodesh? Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Was a Sunday, yeah? Was a Friday? So the day, it's called the night of redemption. It's the first night of creation. It says the first night of creation is one night. And then the night that Abraham Avinu won the angels, the war, the kings, and then the night of Pesach, and then the night when Mashiach will come, he said. Says the Torah, listen, you're going to roast him. Only roast him. Roast him. Now you have to have three groups. Chachamim kineged Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Says the Gemara, they had no Yetzerah. Says the Gemara, says Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Says Shemonesre. Says, why you say those three? He says, Elokei, Elokei Avotenu. He said already, Avotenu. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Says the Gemara, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Pasak mem Yetzerah. Had no Yetzerah. He says, what the biggest thing about Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov? He says, Avraham, Minu, Etes, Yitzchak, no, no. Ratzu lefanai ki mos kasusim, says the Gemara. He says, I ask you, what can you tell me about Yitzchak, Yaakov? Ran in front of me like horses. What do you mean? He says, the Gemara had no Yetzirah. He says, that's the destination of a person that he doesn't want to have Yetzirah. Come to Torah, says, listen, there's three groups, says the Halacha and the Rambam. He says, by the way, you say Halel. You always say Halel for what? Say Halel because I'm still thinking Yetzirah. This is the Mashiach will come. He says, the time that we slaughter in Bet HaMikdash, and Egypt was supposed to slaughter Yetzirah, he says, that's the job on Pesach. Not the job Hashem wants us to know, this is the outside of the sheep in Egypt. It's the job that Hashem said, listen, remember the sheep in Egypt? As I told you, take it on Shabbat, it's called Shabbat HaGadol. Shabbat HaGadol, what's Yom HaGadol? He said, Yom HaGadol? He said, Mashiach is going to come. He said, what's Mashiach going to come? He says, the Gemara, Mashiach is going to come, Hashem is going to slaughter Yetzirah. That's called Yom HaGadol. That's the biggest, Shulchan Aruch said. Shabbat Lifnei Pesach called Shabbat HaGadol, Shabbat HaMoed, Shabbat HaGadol. He says, no, you don't understand. He says, the whole thing is, this, the biggest day is coming. They have to remember, that's the biggest day. There's no more Yetzirah. No more death. He says, Yetzirah, Uasanu Malach HaMavet. He says, it's finished, the whole thing is finished. From the Torah, says, this, and you know, we have two Yetzirah. He says, one is Avodah Zarah. One is Arayot, Lot Atu, Achre Levavchem, Achre Nechem. Achre Levavchem, Zeminut, Achre Nechem, Zeznut. I said, that's Hashem said, listen. Let me tell you something. Before you slaughter, you have to do Brit Mila. What is Brit Mila? Says the Rambam, you know, Brit Mila means that when you do Brit Mila, it means the baby should have a control on his desires. The Sandak and the Mohel should pray, no more Yetzirah from the nation. That's the purpose of Brit Mila. That's the whole thing. Get out of this Yetzirah. Go back to Adam HaRishon before it's from the tree. Spit out Yetzirah. See, come on, to the same time, so listen, I want to explain to you something. This is the job. Now you have a slave. He has no Brit Mila. If he has no Brit Mila, you cannot have it. Because the purpose of Korban Pesach is to destroy Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah and to destroy Yetzirah of Arayot, abomination. See, everybody has to do Brit Mila. Says the Gemara, Moshe came to me and said, you do Brit Mila. Says, Brit Mila me? I don't do Brit Mila. Says, the slaughter, the sheep didn't have Brit Mila. They told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, so what's the next step? Moshe Rabbeinu said, you have to eat it. He says, you have to eat it. He says, we didn't do Brit Mila. You can't have it. We're not having it. They said, you're not going to have it. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought wind from Gan Eden with the smell of the Ketoret. Nafshi yatzah bedaboro etzim, we have to have it. We're dying, we want to have it. Moshe says, we're dying, let's do Brit Mila. Says Moshe, Mohel, together with Aaron, Yoshua Poreya. They Poreya, if not Poreya, Machloket. And then, he said, okay, now we're going to have Brit, now we're going to have this. Now you're going to fly to Yerushalayim. Let's see what we can do in Yerushalayim. After when they said, Hashem took us to Yerushalayim. We ate a piece of meat in Yerushalayim. I said, what are you supposed to do in Yerushalayim? You have a piece of meat. He said, let's come on Pesach. What is Pesach? He said, Pesach Hashem skipped on the houses. What do you mean Hashem skipped on the houses? Because I slaughtered a sheep. Why did you slaughter a sheep? To destroy Yetzirah. Did you? You don't want Yetzirah. He says, the Gemara, Pesel Mecha, Over Etam Bayam. He says, the Gemara, Mishko Kulachem, Tzalim Shpachotachem, Shachatu HaPasach. He says, when Moshe spoke to Am Israel, he told them, listen, get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Mishko Yedichem, don't do Avodah Zarah. Of course, what do you mean don't Avodah Zarah? You don't understand. The whole purpose of Pesach is to destroy the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. The purpose of Pesach is to destroy Yetzirah from a nation of Ayot. That's the purpose. Because otherwise Mashiach cannot come. That's the purpose of Mashiach. The purpose of Mashiach is to redeem us. But to redeem us only if he say, we don't want Yetzirah. Says the Rambam in his commentary, no, Mashiach is our destination. Destination is Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, what do you think Olam Haba? You have food. You're going to sit down and eat. No, no pleasures. The pleasure is only Torah. Pleasure is only Torah. It says, preparation for Olam Haba. Mashiach is just a control of desires. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to us in Egypt. He says, that's the purpose. He says, now look. Pesach, Shavuotenu, said Rabbi Gamliel, listen. That's what you have to have in mind when you say the Haggadah. If you didn't say that, you didn't say that paragraph, you didn't say nothing. So what do I have to say? I said, why have Pesach? He says, Pesach, you know, the Rasha. Rasha? Rasha asked me. Yeah, that's called Rasha. He says, what is this business? You don't understand. If you ask this question, what is this business? You don't understand the concept. He says, Otsias Mamina Klal. What do you mean? You don't want to be like everybody else. Everybody else wants to get rid of Yetzirah. You don't want to be Yetzirah. He says, no, why have to do this? Why have to do this? He says, that's called Rasha. Not because you do something wrong, because you don't want to have the destination, the concept. I said, what is this? I said, you have to say, Pesach Shechavotinochlim al Shema, our father is to eat this Korban Pesach. I said, what do you mean they ate the Korban Pesach? What does it mean they ate? He says, Hashem skipped on the houses. He says, why did Hashem skip on the house? Because they slaughtered Avodah Zarah. Because Hashem told me, you take the sheep and you slaughter it. You slaughtered Avodah Zarah. You slaughtered Avodah Zarah, give me redemption. I says, okay. Matzah Shechavotinochlim al Shema. I says, why you have matzah? Matzah, he says, you know, I took out the leftover dough, and the leftover dough became a matzah. In Bet HaMikdash, there's no chametz, everything is matzah in Bet HaMikdash. He says, that's a sign. It's a sign you eat matzah on Pesach. He says, why you have matzah on Pesach? Oh, I pay $31 per pound. I mean, he's a thief, he charges so much. Why are you having it? He says, the Haggadah says, you have to say this, I'm having it because when we came out of Egypt, we took leftover dough. It was the morning after we came out. The morning after we came out, that dough that took out never became chametz. Chametz is Yetzirah. Chametz is the Satan is Yetzirah. We don't want. It's called Bdikat Chametz. We have to check the chametz. Says the Zohar. What do you mean? It says I don't want to have Yetzirah. The reason why I sin is because I have this something inside my heart. Tell me, go do this, do this. I don't want to do. I want this entity to be slaughtered. Hashem is going to slaughter him when Mashiach will come, the Gemara says. He says, look, Hashem showed me something. When I came out of Egypt, first Hashem took me to Eretz Israel on the eagle's wings. And he put me in Eretz Israel. He says, the purpose was I should pray that I don't want Yetzirah. Because in Chutz La'aretz, outside, I cannot pray for this. That's why Yeshua was punished. Moshe was not punished. Yeshua was punished because Yeshua should have prayed. He came to Israel, to Eretz Israel. Moshe was not punished. He never arrived. Hashem took us to Israel. He said, what do you have in your hand? I have in my hand Pesach, piece of meat, matzah and maror. I said, what do you do? What are you supposed to do now? You're supposed to say, I know. This is what I'm eating. This is because I don't want Yetzirah. Just say, I don't want Yetzirah. Say what our father said, I don't want him. I never said it. Back to Egypt. Got back to Egypt. In the morning we left Egypt. We took the leftover dough. We put it on our shoulder, on our head, and became matzah. What do you mean became matzah? In Bet HaMikdash, was not allowed to have chametz. No bread in Bet HaMikdash, only matzah. So why? Because the Gemara says chametz is Yetzirah. Bet HaMikdash, Yeshua, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want Yetzirah. It's called Bdikat Chametz. The Gemara said, if you take the candle. I said, you have to take the candle. Says the Gemara, you have to take a candle. He says, the Gemara says, because Mashiach will come, Hashem said, Achapesit Yerushalayim Benirot, Hashem will have a candle in his hand, he's going to look for Yerushalayim. He says, that's what the concept is. It's not matzah because we had matzah. Matzah shows that you want to have Bet HaMikdash, that you want to have redemption, that you don't want to have Yetzirah. Maror, says the Gemara, tell you what Maror is all about. Hey, Maror, what do you have? Maror in your head? Tell you what the Gemara says, what Tom Nuzir said. So Maror said, you say, Maror is Shachor Rima Shuma. I said, why you have Maror? He said, the Torah says, the Haggadah says, Hashem, Shemeru HaMitzrim Et Chayavotem Mitzrayim, Shenema Memeru Et Chayim Be'Avodah Kasha, Chom Avonim. He says, the Egyptians gave us a hard time. So you ask yourself, what happened? Ha'a Komel HaChadash HaMitzrayim HaShol Yadayat Yosef. Ha'ma Lamo Ina Amni Yisrael Ravot Yomenu. Paro got up one day, he says, forget about it. We have to get rid of the Jews. Read the text, it doesn't make sense. What happened? Anti-Semitism. Ooh. Okay. So he did say like this, Paro had a dream. In the dream he saw a scale. And one side of the scale was Egypt, all Egypt. The other side of the scale was a sheep. All of a sudden he sees this tail tilts. The ship, so-called, is heavier than all Egypt. The whole Egypt falls apart. He gets up in the morning. He calls up the magicians. Told the magicians, I had this dream. Egypt is one side of the scale, and the ship on the other side of the scale. Egyptian said, you know what it is? The Jews finished. They're taking over. Then you read the text in the Torah. Torah says, Vayakom Melech Hadash al Mitzrayim, Asher Adat Yosef, a new king, Vayomer Lamo, he called up the nation. Inam Yisrael Mitzrayim, Abraham Mitzrayim, Vayomeru Et Chayim, the whole work and the whole torture started from the dream. He says, why? Why did you do it? Because you want to put Am Yisrael down. And the Torah says, Ken Yerbe B'chani Yifrotz, the more he tortures us, the more we got up. He says, why? Because he is afraid of the dream. But he doesn't understand. If the dream is true, it won't help him anything. So the whole concept of working hard in Egypt started from what? From the dream. What was the dream? The dream, it, Abu Dazara, the Keves. The Keves says what? That we're going to slaughter the sheep. Then the whole Egypt will fall apart. He says, that's what the whole thing. He doesn't understand it. He thinks that the sheep is Moshe. He's going to kill Moshe. He doesn't understand. The sheep is Abu Dazara. The job is Abu Dazara. So when you have the Maro, he says, oh, Maro, what's Maro? I said, the Egyptian gave me a hard time, so therefore what? Therefore I have to give a hard time to myself and the Seder. He says, no, he says, the whole thing started. The whole thing I'm here is because of this Yetzirah, because we didn't pray. Lest here, Hashem should get away the Yetzirah from us. We should have prayed lest here, wouldn't be in Englewood. You know why we're in Englewood? Because lest here we didn't pray for this. He says, you have to pray. He says, well, listen, I can't pray. I'm a chutzlaret. I mean, oh, true. But this. Rabim said, you know, the Gemara says, Mashiach will come, all the Batei Knesiyot, Batei Midrashot will fly to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, it says, Leman yirvu imechem mevnechem, al adama shenishba ashenu votechem betalahim, kimei ashemem al aretz. You're going to live long life. Says the Gemara, Ika Savi Bebavel, the Gemara says, well, Hashem said, all the people will live in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, says, how come you have all the people in Chutz Laretz? I said, you know, because they come to Bet HaKnesset. He says, the Maharsha, you know, when they come to Bet HaKnesset, you're in Eretz Yisrael. That's the power. He says, the Maharsha, every Bet HaKnesset in Chutz Laretz, the time Mashiach will fly to Eretz Yisrael, will connect itself to Bet HaMikdash. And the people that belong to the right Bet HaKnesset will fly to Bet HaKnesset. The Chachamim said, even the houses that had good mezuzot will fly as well. Hashem told us in Egypt, go put the blood. Sometimes you see the blood that we put, we had the Kavanah, is like an altar. It says the house is supposed like Bet HaMikdash. It says in Chutz Laretz, the Shiftim Bet Hashem, it says you have to have in mind Bet HaKnesset, Yeshivot all the time. It says Yeshivot all the time, it means you are in Eretz Yisrael. You have to pray. Hashem should take you at Sarah. That's the whole job of Pesach. It's not the miracle. It's called Lecherut Olam. It says, what's the word? Cherut Mimalach HaMavet. Cherut Al Aluchot, Cherut Mimalach HaMavet. It says, Malach HaMavet, the Malach HaMavet that kills us, he is the Yetzirah. We have to get rid of him. How are you getting rid of him? You have to pray to Hashem. I don't want him. You don't want him. Hashem will slaughter him. The Gemara says, Hashem will slaughter him. But if you want him, Hashem will not slaughter him. Hashem will slaughter him, but you don't want him. So the Gemara says, Chamin, this is Pesach. And Pesach is the night of Pesach that Hashem asks us, slaughter Yetzirah. Slaughter Yetzirah. I said, you become Adam HaRishon before eight from the tree. That's why this is the Pesach. In the time of Bet HaMikdash, you only allowed to have only roast, like Adam HaRishon roast. And wine, you have the Maror, because the Maror is a sign of the Avodah Zarah. That's where the whole thing started in Egypt. You want to come out of Egypt, then the Gemara said, you have to eat those three things, have this in mind, the Mashiach will come by Rabbi Menon. Amen.